deliberations are underway at the Wayland Star inquest. The man from Star Blanket Cree Nation was found unresponsive in his cell at the Regina Correctional Center in August 2017. Coroner Brent Goff reviewed the evidence, sharing his concerns from witness testimony. During this week's inquest, concerns were raised about staff training, protocols, and communication. The jury will rule on the cause of death and possibly make recommendations. And a coroner's inquest into the death of Austin Eagle Chief will be held starting August 19th in Saskatoon. The 22-year-old was in a vehicle being pursued by Saskatoon police in June 2017. The vehicle crashed and police found the driver was not breathing. Medical personnel arrived a short time later and confirmed he was dead. The purpose of the inquest is to establish the circumstances surrounding the death. Cameco has released its second quarter results and says it is still far off from a decision on restarting the MacArthur River Key Lake operations. The uranium miner says other companies are still overproducing, creating a surplus in the market. The MacArthur River Key Lake facility was suspended in January 2018, affecting about 850 jobs. Cameco says it's reached a collective bargaining agreement with MacArthur River Key Lake employees through 2022. An Indigenous man who experienced racism at a Regina Canadian Tire store 2 years ago is applauding the store owner for acknowledging racism and pledging to fix it. Cameo Capo and the store owner will work together on the development of a racism and an employee education policy.
I think you need leaders in regards to this. And here's an opportunity for Canadian Tire to show leadership. And that's what I feel really good about this whole thing, is that a large corporation and a business leader in Regina has taken ownership and is going to do something.
In July 2017, Capo says the store manager accused him of attempted theft and assaulted him. The employee was fired, and Capo received undisclosed compensation as part of the confidential settlement. An Indigenous group planning to bid for ownership of the Trans Mountain Pipeline is launching a tour of communities in BC and Alberta. Project Reconciliation says the tour will begin in Kamloops in mid-August. Delbert Wapas is the executive chair and founder of the group. He says the tour will provide information on the proposal and gather feedback to be reflected in its final submission to the federal government. Wapas, the former chief of Thunderchild First Nation, is proposing ownership of at least 51%. The 40th Annual Assembly of First Nations gathering wraps up today in Fredericton, New Brunswick. Discussions are being held on topics including residential schools, day scholars, the 60s scoop, and education. A number of past leaders will be honored, including Noel Starblanket, a former vice chief of the FSIN. He was also president of the National Indian Brotherhood, the forerunner of the AFN. Also being honored is former Mohawk Council of Ganawagi Grand Chief Andrew Delisle. Reports will be presented this afternoon on sports, culture and arts, and from the fisheries panel. Fires in northern Manitoba have forced the residents of another First Nation to leave their homes. The Canadian Red Cross has more than 150 people are being evacuated from the Marcel Colomb First Nation. The community is located about 800 kilometers northwest of Winnipeg. Band members are being taken to Thompson. At least one building on the reserve has already been destroyed by fire. The fathers of two teenagers who are suspects in three BC homicides are speaking out as police search for their sons in the bush of northern Manitoba.
Alan Schmigelski says he expects the search for his 18-year-old son Briar will end in the young man's death. Briar and his buddy, 19-year-old Cam McLeod, have now been charged with second-degree murder in the death of one of their alleged victims, botanist Leonard Dick. Alan says his son had a troubled upbringing and is on a suicide mission. Cam's father, Keith McLeod, says his son is kind and caring and his family just wants him home safe. Mounties are scouring the countryside around the town of Gillam, land described as nothing but bush, swamp, and voracious flies, and where it's easy to get lost. Ken Trimble, the Canadian Press.
A new study suggests you should wash your hands after playing with your pet dog or cat. The University of Calgary Faculty of Veterinary Medicine says a strain of a tiny tapeworm that can make people seriously ill is now common in wildlife throughout Alberta. The parasite can be passed to humans and can take 8 to 10 years to show up. Dr. Claudia Klein says the infection in humans was discovered in 2012, but it could have been around much longer.
This disease was never on the radar of doctors because they've considered it sort of like a foreign disease. You know, you may have heard about it in medical school, and then if you never see a disease, you don't think about it. And so now it's probably also that people find it because they're aware of it.
The parasite causes lesions on organs, primarily the liver, and treatment can take a lifetime. Movie star Dwayne The Rock Johnson has visited with Indigenous Hawaiians who are protesting the construction of a giant telescope on the state's tallest mountain. Demonstrators have been blocking a road for the last 10 days to prevent construction of the telescope on the summit of Mauna Kea. Johnson says the voices of the protesters need to be heard.
The world is saying we should take a pause. And this is where care and decency and love and respect for not only culture but for humanity really comes into it.
The Union of BC Indian Chiefs is urging the Canadian government to remove financial support for the plan to build the telescope, which would be on a burial ground.